Next one is jealous or envy. This is to begrudge, a resentful dislike of another who has something that you desire or want. So this spirit is always stewing about, this person got this and I didn't. Why does this person get all the good stuff? Why does this person get picked? Why do they have these talents? Why do they have these spiritual gifts? He is jealous or envious. And so we need more love, to love God, to love that other person, to make the distinction what God gives them or what they have, that's what they have. And we love the things of God and we love the things that God has given us. Worship, to not give attention to what everybody else has and always be thinking about what they've got and I don't, but to give our attention to God, to get into the cycle of regeneration that plugs us into God, and God can give us more and we can give it back to Him and give it to others, instead of having this spirit that keeps us green-eyed off in a corner thinking about what someone else has and we don't have. And of course, contentment. If we are jealous of other people, then we are discontent with the things that God has given us. And contentment is made up of peace, patience, temperance, trust, and assurance. And then also kindness. A jealous spirit would want us to be very inconsiderate, very hateful, very rude to this person who is the object of our jealousy. So we need to get some kindness grown in our mind and kill that jealous spirit. Proverbs 24:1.
Be not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them.
So if the jealousy and envy, it can be at people in a lesser depth of spirit, and they get to do this and they get to do that and they don't have any cares and they don't have to worry about doing right and they don't have to crucify an old man and I'm jealous of that and I would like that. Don't be envious of that. That's death. That's evil that's being cultivated in their mind, and we have a chance to cultivate good in our mind. Romans 13:13.
Let us walk honestly, not in strife and envying.
Amen. And 1 Corinthians 3:3.
For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men?
So that's a good question asker. If we are envying someone else, what depth of spirit do we want to be in? Do we want to be spiritual people? Here's a minimum requirement for that. We have to get rid of these envying spirits that keep us in a lesser depth of spirit. 1 Corinthians 13:4.
Charity envieth not.
So the motive of love would not be envying other people. We would be glad that they have the things that they have. That we would be glad that God has blessed them in whatever way, and not be focused on they've got it and I don't like that person. Galatians 5:21.
Envyings and such like, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God.
So here's another standard. Do we want the kingdom of God in our mind? Envy spirits have got to go. These are all sharp sword scriptures to answer that spirit back. When we hear the envy in our mind, they that are such will not inherit the kingdom of God. No, I'm not yielding to that. I'm not listening to that. Galatians 5:26.
Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another.
Amen. And James 3:16.
For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
Just like most other evil spirits, if the envy is there, it opens the door to a lot of other things. There'll be hateful words spoken out. There'll be moping, going off in a corner, separation, division, confusion, strife, every evil work. So we can clip it when we hear that envious thought sail through our mind about what someone else has. James 4:5.
The spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy.
So envy is not inborn. It's not an inherent part of our nature. It entered into our mind. It dwells there, and it can dwell out of there. We can send it right out the door. It doesn't have to keep living in our mind. 1 Peter 2:1.
Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings.
These things are to be laid aside.